some ice in it. Owen, hurry up, Mama. Chap, chap, Owen, come on.
Oh, no. All right.
Oh, no.
That's an intro. We're back. It's the Oh No Radio Show. Ooh, did you hear that? That's flickering in and out.
You're flickering in and out.
Yeah, you know how it goes.
Yeah, fuck it.
Anyway, this is the Oh No Radio Show. Welcome to it. It's a... goddamn, it's been, you know, another week. It's been another trip around the... Well, not really around the sun.
No, it hasn't been that
yet,
fucking long, no.
Goddamn. I tell you what, Duncan. Huh? My nuttiness right now has all been caused by the fact that I have been in the lawn, in the yard, for I feel like the last 4 days.
Well, you have
pulling
been.
Weeds.
Yeah.
Pulling.
Well, you know, it wouldn't
I
be that bad.
I asked for a weed whacker. No one got me one.
Why didn't you ask me?
Yeah, but everybody has these shitty electric ones, and I wasn't going to do that, so I pulled them all out by my hand, and that's how I just fucking do it.
I was going to say, so, I have a shitty electric one that you can have.
I don't want it. I don't want the shitty electric.
Don't give it to you.
I'm telling you right now, I have an aversion to all electric weed whackers and lawn
utensils.
Instruments.
Yeah. All right, well, fine.
It's gas.
Fuck you, then.
Ass,
gas or nothing.
Or grass.
Gas or manual.
No one rides for free.
It's true.
Anyway, welcome to the Oh No Radio Show. I'm here, Owen. I'm with my co-host, Duncan. And
Hail Satan.
Dude Love Ty's here with us.
Dude Love is here.
Hey!
As we were discussing on the porch, I suggested we open the show with a little conversation about Duncan's grandma.
Yeah.
Who is coming to town.
That's right.
And he says, oh, I'm going to take her to Oblivion Tap Room. As a grandson,
yeah,
typically takes.
You're goddamn
you know, that's,
right.
That's where you take your.
Am I gonna fucking take her to Planet Hollywood?
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot to see.
Okay, look. First of all, we've come to Orlando on vacation many times.
Okay,
it's not new. So, like, obviously, all the touristy shit we've already done. I would like to take her somewhere that isn't someplace that she would normally go. Like, the last time she was down here with a couple of friends of hers who were also older. So, they're not going to go to Oblivion. Like, they went to Disney. And then, you know, they go to the theme parks. And then they rent scooters.
So, they never get to see any of the real Orlando.
No, fuck no. Why would you want to see the real Orlando? If you're coming down here on vacation, why in gay hell would you possibly want to venture outside
of the beautiful lands of, you know, Walt Disney's World.
Or even, like, the other touristy areas down by 192, fucking iDrive. Yeah. Like, anywhere you happen to be, why would you leave there and go explore the shithole that is the rest of the city?
I kind of differ, because I do feel like there are some people that want that end up in the downtown. Like, I've seen those tourists that end up in the downtown, like, areas and... They're just as confused as anyone, you know, but at the end of the day, I like going and exploring cities when I'm in, you know, different places. I don't want to always see the wizard man on top of a, you know, building. I don't want to always
how many other cities have
mermaid,
that?
You know, selling, you know, t-shirts.
How many other cities have that?
All of them.
No.
No?
No.
Maybe
a lot of them.
Maybe like
there's
three
a...
others. This is the only city that's a city because it's a tourist attraction.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Mm.
The only city that is truly a city
we
because it's a tourist attraction.
Still have
Vegas,
the
maybe.
Kind of before it, and so
there's no beaches here.
Yeah, but we were always like the cross through.
Nah.
Yeah,
was
I don't
the
know.
Thing before the
it
no.
A,
It wasn't.
But it wasn't a big thing before it wasn't the Mavs a thing. Came here. Let's be honest. No, so Orlando wasn't. Is essentially, yes.
It's theme
without
parks.
Without the Mouse, it's ridiculous. Yeah. Without, yeah, theme parks in general. Yeah.
That's all it is. So I'm going to try and take her somewhere because we like to eat. It's what we do. Like, we're fucking country-raised people. That's what we like, good food.
And she likes to drink booze. And
I mean, I don't know how much she drinks anymore, but man.
Once upon a time.
I've seen her sauced. It's awesome. The best was when her and my grandpa would get fucking just tanked. I remember my grandpa getting pulled over drunk driving.
First off, what was Granny's drink of choice?
Oh, she drank like whiskey and water or Manhattans.
Classic.
Yeah, Northern Lights, Canadian Club.
What exactly is Manhattan again?
Whiskey and something. I don't know. I don't drink.
It's a lot of liquor, though.
It's like a Long Island iced tea without a couple ingredients.
Seen her
or something.
Drink those.
Yeah,
but mostly like no whiskey. Like we would go on trips and she would have the half gallon. Like she'd have the handle of fucking Northern Light or Canadian Club or whatever.
Ayo.
Yeah.
You have any family members
on
like
ice
that,
and man? Water?
No, you're that family member, aren't you?
No, there are. There's definitely
mostly beer, though, right?
More beer.
I mean, yeah. We've all got.
There's
them.
One winer for sure.
My grandpa was a big like he drank a lot of beer. He was a Budweiser.
Yeah.
He was a Bud man. And he also drank a lot of Jim Beam and Jack Daniels.
Yeah, yeah.
As you would expect a fucking grandpa to do.
That's what grandpas are supposed
That's
to
That's what
drink.
They're supposed to. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But I remember the same friends that my grandma came down here with, actually, the last time she came down. We were at their house, and she... Everybody got drunk because we were at their house, and I was just there hanging out with their son. And when we left, we were close to home. We were about 10 minutes from home because, yeah, mind you, it was like a 40-minute drive. It was a long goddamn
this is
drive.
Also classic.
And got pulled over just as we're coming into the little town that we have to go through, you know, and he was drunk as shit. Like, he was drunk. But
how old was he at this point?
Oh, in his 50s.
Oh, so he's fairly young then, really.
In it, well, I mean, yeah.
For a grandpa.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
My family is all, like, we're all...
Oh, that's right, because
yeah.
Your mom's 18, and that just
yeah,
throws
exactly.
Everything off. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. But yeah, he was in his 50s, but, you know, full gray Kenny Rogers beard and
awesome.
Gray hair.
He looked
yeah.
like David Allan Coe, basically.
Oh, no.
No.
No, not even close. No, not even fucking close. Closer to Kenny Rogers, you cocksucker, like I said.
Anyway, while we're on the topic of grandmas and grandpas, grandmas and grandpas.
Yeah.
The Claremont.
Yeah.
You know, good old.
Yeah, yeah.
Good old secret ninja chick. I guess
uh-huh.
I just ruined that. But
you suck.
You know. She basically is shouting out that grandmas rock, and I do feel that we can easily talk more about grandmas. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, I got good grandmas.
Stories. I have great grandma stories, because my grandma is the most legit rad grandma ever.
Let's do grandma stories.
It's grandma cast.
It's grandma cast.
Yeah. So anyway, long story short, grandpa didn't go to jail, and we made it home, and it was awesome. Oh, yeah,
it's
dude.
It's awesome.
My grandma took me to see Kiss in Detroit. In Auburn Hills, which is outside Detroit. But
see, mine are a lot less intense than that. Mine are more like
for it.
Grandma put the broccoli stalk in the garbage disposal and ruined Christmas. Like, mine are more like that.
Oh, no,
like
I got one
too.
Where she cut her hand with an electric turkey knife.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
those
no,
are
I
fun.
Got I got these.
Ooh, I got the ultimate. Keep going.
Yeah. So went to see Kiss, and it was me and my grandma, my grandpa, me, my buddy Weber, and my buddy Justin. And we all, their seats were somewhere else. Because originally what happened is we bought tickets, one for me, my grandma, my grandpa. Mm-hmm. And then the other two guys, we bought two tickets for them. And my grandma and grandpa are just like, well, we'll take these tickets. They're further away, but, you know. So
we're you're all in the same stadium. But...
Yeah, but they're further away from
right.
us. Like, they're nowhere near us.
Are you on the floor?
We're right behind the front of house.
Oh. Nice.
We're right in the stands behind front of house, and we're sitting by these old hippies, and it's Kiss, Skid Row, Ted Nugent. So Skid Row comes on, and fucking these hippies start just blazing. And I'm like, this is in my, like, I'm just starting to get stoned phase. I was 17.
So you're just picking up the weeds.
Well, I had been smoking for a couple years, but I was just starting to really get heavy into it.
Right.
And they fucking pass it to us, and I'm just like, yeah, awesome. You know, just fucking burning down, you know, pass it back to them. Ted Nugent comes on, same thing. They're blazing.
Hug it, man.
Dude, they're blazing even harder during Ted Nugent. Security comes, like, I've got 90% of a joint that they just lit up and handed to me, and security was just like, you two, come with me, and pointed to them and pulled them away while I cupped the joint and kind of, like, you know, just sat on it, burning the shit out of my hand. But they left, and I was left with this fucking full joint that we then smoked during Kiss. Go back to the hotel.
Because
we
just played here, by the way.
I know they did. I was getting tattooed. I got Judge Dredd instead.
Sad.
I couldn't. I was going to spend $100. I was going to spend $100 on a ticket.
I wanted to go.
Don't railroad me.
Anyways.
Go back to the hotel room. My grandma gives us a fifth of Captain Morgan. And she says, don't leave the room.
17 years old.
Yeah, all three of us were 17.
Your grandma's handing you fifths of Captain.
Yeah.
My grandma still doesn't want us to drink.
Like. Oh, no.
One of mine did mind it. One of them didn't mind it, sort of thing. Like,
So, 15 minutes, we pound this fucking fifth between the three of us. Because, of course, that's when you can drink like that. And we go wandering around the hotel that's full of Kiss fans.
Right.
Yeah. Weber's getting hit on by this fucking 40-year-old woman in Peter Criss makeup. I'm beating up a vending machine because there's no roast beef sandwich inside it. Like, they legit had sandwiches and stuff inside it, but there was no roast beef, and I really wanted it.
When you want a roast beef sandwich.
Fat Duncan wanted a roast beef sandwich.
And therefore,
I was going to get the roast beef sandwich. Yeah, that wasn't in the machine at all.
Regardless of what that machine had to say.
Exactly.
That's a good grandma story.
I'm telling you, dude, my grandma's awesome.
I have a horrifying grandma story.
Yeah?
I may or may not have told you this one. I'm not sure if it's been done on the podcast, but it's been so long it doesn't matter at this point. Once upon a time, I was 8, 9 years old. We're going to call it there. 8, 9, 10, possibly. You know, carefree summer days, grandfather, grandmother come over from the UK, Nana and Gampy, you know.
Uh-huh.
Those are their names, right? Gampy Long, you know, rest in peace. But either way, we had them stay over, and it was this weird summer where it was like too much of them, right? Like,
yeah.
They were getting on all our nerves. And then, you know, you start to see the signs of old people being old people. And good old grandma goes and slips in the shower. Now, this is one of those days that my brother's not home. Gampy's out fucking on the pool deck somewhere in his own world. And I'm just sitting. And now I'm the one that hears the cries for help of your grandmother in the bathroom.
Yeah.
So I have to go in there.
Yep.
Yep.
Help naked granny.
Yep.
Out of the situation.
Uh-huh.
I feel like a lot of my family has been victim to that situation, but I have not.
That is the most...
Yeah, it's...
You never get rid of that mental image.
No, you don't.
And I...
Sometimes it haunts you.
I could
like
describe it to you.
Yeah.
But I don't want to for your own sake.
Right. I do appreciate
that. For everyone's sake, really.
Yeah. That's good.
But that's my grandma story.
Ty, you got a good grandma story?
Well, I don't know. No. My grandparents were both very conservative and kind of, you know, religious and what have you, which I think also my parents hurt them, you know, like when they weren't like overtly religious and I'm not, but that's at like a way different base.
Well, yeah,
like, they
yeah,
definitely.
That's on
like,
a different
one
level.
Side of my family is gone, grandparents, and my mom's side of the family still has both grandparents. So, but I remember lots of good times, but nothing crazy. Like they definitely wouldn't drink with us, or like it wouldn't be allowed.
My first legal beer when I turned 21, I had with my grandpa.
And
at his bar.
That's awesome.
That he fucking drank at every day after work. And then I played Keno with him.
How sad is it that I think my actual first legal one was on my own?
Yeah.
Really?
That doesn't surprise me.
Sets it up for the rest of your life,
yeah,
kid.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
I mean, I drank a lot before.
Yeah.
Oh, and so did I. But we're talking
yeah,
legal.
Legal.
No. I'm talking legal in the States, like legal in the UK. I was drinking over there.
Well, yeah, but that's different. Legal here.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly the one that matters.
Yeah.
America matters.
21, though. 20, fucking stupid.
It should be 30.
30? Damn.
I came across something on the internet that I think Duncan, you in particular, will
you
find.
You have a lot of videos queued up. We're not lying. Jesus Christ.
Not all of them are winners. I'm going to tell you,
you
that right off.
You have
the
a
bat.
Lot that you are probably not going to play.
Probably, yeah. Like, there's a maybe 30% of these we're going to get to today.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
But better safe than sorry.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's more than not enough.
Yeah.
You know? So
I will say that next time we want to do a grandparent, I got a lot of good grandpa stories.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and then, you know, next episode,
yeah,
we always struggle to, what do we open with?
Yeah.
We're fine once we get going.
Yeah, no, I mean, we
but
don't have a problem there.
We never know what to talk about when we first open the show, so.
Got some good grandpas, too.
This week it was grandmas. Next week it's
grandpas.
I mean, do we have uncles as well? I mean, I got an uncle. You know,
got a couple
I
of
don't,
those.
My
we can go through the whole.
I really don't have uncles though. That's the
no,
thing.
You don't.
I know.
Okay, then we can't do uncles.
I mean, we could.
Got a good uncle story though.
Anyway,
it relates back to porn.
Yeah, I'm not gonna let you tell your good uncle story because I do want to play Duncan this clip.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I do. I've been interested to see what you would think about this, because this is a Georgia Tech student.
Okay.
And it's like a, what is it, a commencement speech or something?
Uh-huh.
Like he's...
Boo.
If you're juggaloing me, I swear to God, I'll kill you.
I'm not juggaloing you. I promise you, not this early. I would let you know if I was going to juggalo you.
I will fuck something
this,
up if you juggalo
early.
Me.
By the, we're going to juggalo, because we have to talk juggalo. Because there's been breaking news in the Juggalo world. But I want you to hear this guy right here.
Okay.
This guy's from Georgia Tech.
The impossible. And this school is equipped with the resources and facts.
What we need to decide between all of us is this guy massive douche or kind of awesome? And
okay,
he starts off massive, massive douche. All right?
All right.
But by the end of it,
he might be awesome.
He might be awesome. Okay. And then he becomes douche again. Then he becomes okay again.
So it's like
it's a douche down douche cycle.
It's a douche cycle. So we have to.
It's like an infinite.
Exactly. Here we go.
We chose Georgia Tech because we want to do the impossible. And this school is equipped with the resources and faculty to help us do just that.
The impossible.
Do you see that fucking smug smile? You saw the smug smile, right?
I saw the smile, and I saw the dude behind him roll his eyes.
Okay, yep. The dude behind him is not impressed until he really actually gets going.
Does he have a saxophone? No.
And so, in the words of Sir Isaac Newton, if I have seen further, it is by standing on the shoulders of giants. Georgia Tech is proud of its many traditions, but the one I find most exciting is our tradition of excellence. Our mission as students is not to follow in the footsteps of...
Okay, see,
okay,
now
Rick
I got
Flair.
A smile out of you.
Because he is Ric Flair.
Now we're going through Ric Flair. All right,
2001 in Space Odyssey.
This is starting to get good. Like, we already like this kid so much more right now, right?
Yeah.
So much more than we did at least the
kid that's nerdier than him that he had program his AV presentation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. Let me just go back a tiny bit and we'll...
Mission of excellence. Our mission as students is not to follow in the footsteps of the astronauts, Nobel Prize laureates, and president who graduated before us, but to exceed their footsteps, crush the shoulders of the giants upon whom we stand. We here are all such innovative people, so I am telling you, if you want to change the world, you're at Georgia Tech. You can do that. If you want to build the Iron Man suit, you're at Georgia Tech. You can do that. If you want to play theme music during your convocation speech like a badass, we're at Georgia Tech. We can do that. I am doing that.
Okay. Amazing, right?
That is a Skype noise.
And then he has the kitty.
It looks like kitty eyes.
Is he a ginger? No, he's not.
No. It is pretty fucking bad.
He's like, look at me, motherfuckers.
Look at this guy. Look at this guy. Best guy over here.
He's like, hey, I'm on the big screen. People still fucking do that?
Yes, they do.
God damn it.
All the time.
All right,
congratulations on your acceptance.
Now we go back to Douchey. Because it was super cool. He was like, I'm right behind this guy, you know? I think it goes, now we're, am I wrong here? We're going back into a little Douchey. Now we're going to continue. He should have stopped there.
I thought it was over.
Exactly. That's
dense. And brace yourselves for a hell of a ride on your way to becoming a hell of an engineer.
I'm George Corey, sir.
But you see his, oh, there's something
he's
smug.
So smug, yeah.
Like, and I wanted to like it because it was kind of a cool presentation and it was, you know. Yeah, it is kind of cool. You can do that. You can make the Iron Man suit. You can, you know.
But at the same time, there's something about that dude that I do not like.
Yeah.
I'm with Duncan. Yeah.
And no, I think we're all actually in agreement. Like, I was just trying to make sure.
But what is it? What about?
What is it exactly? Yeah.
I can't figure out what it is about it. Because obviously,
he's
nothing
intelligent.
Nothing against that. No, nothing against that. I
am so smart. I came up with this whole thing, and like,
Is that it? He seems like that dude. Like, okay, you know the Big Bang Theory.
Okay, yeah.
You know the Sheldon Cooper character.
He looks a bit like one of those guys.
Even that is like he's that guy, but a not funny dick. You know what I mean?
Okay.
He's that know-it-all little...
No, parts of his thing was kind of funny.
Yeah. That's fine. He's still a cocksucker. I feel like if I had a conversation with that dude...
Oh, we'd all hate him. Yeah, if we were to have him in the studio right now,
it'd probably be bad.
Oh, no, we would all...
I'd be fucking him up in flip-flops right now.
We would all be saying, you silver spoon motherfucker, look, you know...
I know, I might get violent.
Violence.
I might pick up this fucking... Mike,
pick up this flip flop and slap you in the face.
Give me some of your Nautica cash.
Your Nautica cash.
Is that what you're going to call it?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Nautica cash.
Your Ralph Lauren polo cash.
your double collar cash.
Yeah. Oh, God.
You ever seen that? The double collar?
Have you ever seen
when the douchebags do that? They wear the two polos and they flip them both up and they have two collars.
Yep. That's saucy.
Oh my God, I want to kill those people. I want to fuck them in the face, Duncan. I like it.
With your penis.
I was getting so upset I had to eat some chocolate.
It's okay. I mean... There's a million things.
Like
there's
the woman that I am.
Okay. Here's something that I wanted to bring up with you as well, because I also found this to be extremely terrifying. This might be a new segment, Owen's Most Terrifying Videos of the Week.
I like that.
I can get behind that.
But this is a new one here, and it's basically the Russian Navy running amok. And it's a very short video, and this is not very good with audio for those of you at home.
Well, it's
so,
from Russia, so
it couldn't be. It's not really any audio for those of you listening just on the podcast.
Yeah, insert Benny Hill theme music here.
But you can look it up, you know. You can go and type in, you know, Russian Navy hovercraft lands on beach, and you'll find it.
Yeah. Play that shit.
I will, dude.
That's a big fucking hovercraft.
That's the thing. Is that this is the largest hovercraft on Earth.
Watch out.
Made by, Russia.
And no one's stopping
out of the way on the beach as it's approaching. That's just kind of what they do over there in Russia. Now describe this thing. This thing looks like something. Seriously, that
it's like
thing.
A dog.
That
it's
thing
like,
looked like a battleship hovercraft.
They'll get out of the way. Just keep going.
That's a very Star Wars looking.
Yeah.
You know, ship. It looks like. Oh, what's the one? The pointy one.
Destroyer.
It's the.
Looks a bit like that.
A bit, yeah.
But it has it really does have like have rocket launchers off of it, anti-aircraft.
Yeah, it looks like a fucking battleship.
All sorts of artillery, and it can hold like 20 tanks or something ridiculous.
Yeah,
like, it's the but largest it obviously... of any hovercraft. But it's the most impractical fucking vehicle.
Doesn't break well. I know all about that.
Doesn't break well.
Yeah. It's a hovercraft. They don't break.
How far are you going in a hovercraft? I don't know. You're not.
A friend of mine used to build hovercrafts.
But you're not crossing like, oceans.
No.
You're not invading territories with.
Yeah, why the fuck are you. What are you building shit like that for?
It's a show off. Fuck you. We're Russia. We did this.
Yeah, but did they kill anybody when they ran over?
It's just that they were idiots. I think, you know, they were hanging out because it's Russia. On the one beach that they're docking on.
God damn.
Yeah, seriously, guys. Go and check that video out. It's Russian Navy hovercraft lands on busy beach. It's actually kind of funny because you do. You see it. Like,
yeah.
None of them are moving.
No.
If I was on that beach.
Dude, even if I was that far away as the video was taken, I'd be like, you are out of your fucking mind. We got to go. Everybody get your shit.
They're sitting there calmly.
Drinking their vodka.
Oh, Russia!
Russia!
Oh, hovercraft! How do you do hovercraft in Russian? Ty, do you do Russian?
Hovercraft.
Every day I get a hovercraft.
No, that was the Pickles the drummer from fucking Metalocalypse is what that was. Freaking hovercraft.
Oh, God. Do you want to keep going through these? I mean, I got a million of them. I got a million of these videos.
I guess. I mean, until we get something that's going to spawn an actual conversation.
Fuck me.
This one might actually do it.
All right.
This one is my proudest find of the week.
Is it an abortion?
But it is still absolutely terrifying. And this is where the Juggalo starts. To unravel.
Oh boy,
Logan.
Here we go.
There are no official Juggalos in this video, but I guarantee
they're reformed Juggalos.
There's definite Juggalo qualities.
Okay.
And this is a wedding.
Oh, I can't see.
The title of the video is Classy Wedding March, and it's basically the classiest of classiest brides walking down the aisle. So, well, possibly one of the most unclassy songs that you can walk down the aisle to. You'll see later in the video, and if you watch it online, that there is a guy basically covering his child's ears. There are basically parents running, holding their, you know, kids' ears as this is going on. But then one of the guys that is initially holding the kid's ears goes and starts taping it on his cell phone too. So I want you to watch out for that. That's kind of an Easter egg.
How long is this video? Oh, crazy bitch!
Coming to your place.
Somebody's singing it.
Bring me out.
That girl.
Scream so loud.
I think it's one of these. She recorded it before it, because she's not actually singing. She's coming down the aisle.
Hey, you're crazy bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it when I
see the dad, though.
Yeah.
It's probably the most awkward wedding video I've ever seen.
This has got to be a stripper wedding.
She's getting down.
That has got to be a stripper wedding.
Oh, it has to be, right? Watch the dude. Watch. Wait for
him. No, I'm seeing him.
That's awesome. Get down, girl. It's a baby.
Hey, you're crazy, bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it when I dream. Doing you all night.
Is the dude wearing a bandana?
Can you describe that for everyone? Because I don't even think I can.
No, I know.
He did like a little shimmy. I'm familiar.
As the bride interlocked hands with her bandanaed groom-to-be, they did what I would call a douche dance.
A little douchey dance, a little bit.
Where the guy kind of just held his hand out and then he bent his knees a little bit. Like, there's that
little fucking, you're white trash. Sexy, baby.
Yeah.
There, girl.
Yeah, girl.
Can't wait to consummate.
She definitely. The whole wedding party now is just fucking rocking out to this song. By the way,
half of them
has been rocking out.
Half of them.
Well,
some of them are
the wedding. The actual wedding party is the congregation, the people. You know.
Yeah. No. The actual guests at the wedding. They're like, the fuck is this? This is terrifying.
Doing you all night.
Look at the priest is wearing a bandana.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know where that took place?
I have no idea.
How do you not do the legwork
on
this?
Detroit, come on.
I mean, because that's the beauty of our show, Duncan. It's more fun for us to theorize where this came from. Like Ty said, it's obviously Detroit.
I mean, probably.
We don't really need to research it, do we?
They might have been Juggalos, but there's no real evidence.
I mean,
no, there was a Juggalo in that wedding party.
Oh,
there was one hatchet man.
At
least one hatchet man tattoo.
They really wanted to paint their faces for the wedding, but.
By the way, we should probably open up the phone lines to those who may want to call in.
I mean, there's a Skype. Skype was trying to tell you something a little bit ago, but you're not paying attention to it.
People want
to
talk to you.
Yeah, that's just. They're chatting.
Oh, that works
now? They're not calling. If they want to call, we can give them a number to do so, though. And the number we would call, if we were going to call them on a radio show, Duncan, would be...
If you wanted to, would be...
3-2-1! 3-3-2-0-1-8-6!
So yeah, call that number
If you want Owen to hang up on you, call that number.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because that's what'll happen.
That's probably what will happen.
Not probably. That's exactly what'll happen because that's what happens every time.
Every time?
Yep.
Most of the time.
That's why people don't call.
Duncan.
Owen.
It's been a long time,
and I still don't have a theme song for your game yet, but I do feel...
Yeah?
That we need to bring back a slightly forgotten segment.
Okay.
It's right behind your head.
I know it is. We did it on the last show.
Did we do it?
We did it with Mark.
Well, we need to do it again.
It was a half-assed one.
It was a half-assed one, I feel.
All right.
And tonight, we're probably going to go big. Go big or go home.
Go big or go home.
I'm going to go the biggest of all the states. Ladies and gentlemen, I suggest that we... Texas.
We did Texas.
Yeah, we did that.
What happened in
that
Texas?
That was dodging gunshots in Laredo.
I didn't like it. You should have done a better story so I remembered it.
It's big enough. All right,
then let's go the smallest of the small.
That's big enough, yeah. Rhode Island?
Rhode Island.
I've been there.
Rhode Island.
I've never been there. Anything ever happen in Rhode Island? Is it big enough for anything to happen?
There's a bunch of strip malls.
They have a skate rink there?
The Dunkin' Donuts Center is there.
Yeah?
Yeah, the arena. That's the arena in Providence is the Dunkin' Donuts Center, which... That was about, that's the only time I was there. I spent about 3 days there, and that was it.
Did you have donuts? Donuts sound amazing right now. Let's get some donuts.
I had donuts on my way over here.
Is it donut time?
I had donuts on my way over here.
We haven't had donuts in a while.
On your way over here, for real?
Yeah, for real.
You fat, loving son of a bitch.
Yeah. I had to go get gas.
Did you just stop for donuts?
I had to get gas. And
that's what you do?
They happen to have a Dunkin' Donuts inside. The old place where I happened to stop and get my fuel.
Well, this is better than the Rhode Island story, so please continue.
Yeah, absolutely. I got the donuts.
I'm upset.
I want to say that Providence was the city that... It wasn't what I did. It was what Weber did when he barebacked the fucking 17-year-old in the bathroom of our hotel room.
Hey, man. Do we need to really be talking about this? I mean, this is...
He was only 18 at the time.
Oh, God.
It's almost okay.
So, I mean, it's more acceptable.
It's probably illegal.
No, it's definitely legal at that point.
Depends what state.
Rhode Island, they don't have laws there. It's not big enough to have laws.
All right. It's not a terrible scum story, I suppose.
I wasn't there long enough. It's not
small
big enough
state.
To get in any...
I'm not going to blame you. You know? Not much you can really do there.
There's only so much
so
you can do.
Only so many bowling alleys. So many, you know... Only so many whores in this, you know.
That's true.
How many are you going to put in one area, you know?
Exactly. And how many am I going to have time to find when I'm literally, you know, I have an hour off a day, you know?
Now, you would think you'd find all of them.
I mean, I found the ones I could.
You found the best.
Yeah.
Which probably wasn't very, yeah.
Some of them not so good.
Gnomish? Kind of.
Gnomish?
No.
Like leathery.
Oh, no mute.
No.
Leathery.
Yeah. No leathery. What do I no.
I don't know. I feel like people from Rhode Island and Long Island, any of the islands, they're all leathery. Why do I feel like that?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
That's not a fact?
No.
That's not a true fact?
I thought all British people were leathery.
We're
really.
Not very leathery. We can be quite silky, actually.
Seem pretty leathery.
We're the complete opposite of your leathers.
Well.
Now, we may be leathers with shark teeth, but...
There's that.
Or silky with shark teeth, but silky shark teeth. Like, we're, you know... Silky Shark Teeth. It's a good band name, though.
It is.
Is it?
Silky Shark Teeth?
Or maybe an album.
I thought that might be a better album name.
Might be a better album name.
Silky Top Shark album Teeth. Names ever.
Oh.
I love filling these out just to piss you guys.
Oh, I know this one.
You
this
do?
One I've got.
Yeah, you got this one?
My ultimate top album title of all time. Yeah, An Audio Guide to Everyday Atrocity.
Oh, pretty good.
Damn.
I got nothing.
Gotcha.
Barbie's Abortion.
What's that one by Smashing Pumpkins?
Melancholy and Infinite Sadness.
That's a pretty good title, man. Just saying.
Lateralis
is good.
I'm
also partial to the Great Southern Trendkill.
Yeah, that's solid.
That's a pretty solid.
I always like that album.
Yeah.
Creed's latest one was pretty
Wiener for Jesus. Is that what that one was called?
Oh, I love
Jesus
that one.
Jesus Wieners.
That's my favorite band, man. It was an album, but then it spawned so many.
That's like Porno for Pyros.
It was such a good album.
Yeah,
you know, people
for Pyros is all right.
Man, Perry Farrell,
You hate on Perry?
I don't hate on Perry, but sometimes he gets a little too weird for me. Like, he just gets a little too weird and fruity. And I'm
never
like,
liked him.
Like, yeah. I like Jane's Addiction.
Yeah.
Nope. I like Jane's.
I'm going to go on a limb.
I like a handful of Jane's songs. I'm not like a super Jane's fan.
I'm going to say I don't.
Jane's Addiction was way ahead of its time when it happened. Like,
Mr. Bungle was way ahead of its
time. Mr. Bungle's awesome,
he's
too.
Very, right? He is very jiggly. I'll give you that.
Mr. Bungle?
Just Perry Farrell.
Jiggly? Yeah. He dances around, yeah.
Yeah, he's very. He's got a very Thai dancey vibe.
He wore stupid hats.
It's not quite
Thai.
It's a little more froofy than Thai.
It is a considerable amount more froofy.
I'm not down. I'm
not down. Mm-mm. No.
Nope. Other people, I'm not down with. You want a list?
Oh God. Do I want a list? Let's go ahead. Go ahead.
Come on, bring it.
All right. Hugh Jackman, number one. Hugh Jackman, not a big fan. What's the
Laurie?
British one?
Hugh Laurie? No.
Yep, him.
House.
Not. Nope.
Somebody
not
said I look like him once. Not, and it was weird.
That's maybe why I don't like you.
It's possible.
Number three. Is there any other Hugh?
Hugh Morris, that's a wrestler.
No.
Hugo Weaving.
John Stamos.
Well, yeah, who doesn't like that rapist?
Come on.
Not down with him.
Not down with the Stamosaurus rapist.
Not down with him.
Stamos!
While we're on
the subject of people that Owen doesn't like.
We've high-fived.
We might as well go with the guy with the chipmunk that the Alanis Morissette song.
Oh, come on, Dave Coulier?
Actually, I take that back. I kind of like Dave Coulier.
Yeah, how do you not like fucking Uncle Joey? Ranger Joe?
I don't like the guy in Twister.
Bill Paxton?
I don't like Helen Hunt as well.
Helen Hunt?
That movie sucks.
Helen Hunt, just, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like
that. I don't like that cow in that fucking movie either.
I don't mind the cow. The cow is the best part of the fucking movie, honestly. If we're talking about good movies.
Twister is not on that list.
We should be talking about Blue Streak with Martin Lawrence. Because that is a quality film.
Whoa.
I don't dislike anyone in that film. Like, you can write that.
So if I Google Blue Streak,
there will be no one in that film that I dislike.
Okay,
you know who else I dislike
I
though
look too.
Is Oprah. Not a big fan of Oprah.
She's a sass master.
She's kind of a bitch. I like her because she's from Chicago.
Alex Trebek.
I do love.
Oh, her. Dude, you can't hate on Trebek.
Yeah, that's right.
Trebek's amazing.
I'm taking half of these back, but. There's one Hugh Grant.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
See, I knew there was another Hugh.
All right. No. That's totally.
It was the Hugh I was looking for this whole time. Hugh Grant, not a fan though.
Hugh Grant, not a fan.
And
okay,
it's not
here's
because
of
his prostitution bullshit. It's because I just don't like him.
He's a douche. Yeah. No, you're right. You're pretty much. You can't really hate on.
See,
I'm surprised that you're a Luke Wilson fan, though.
I like Luke Wilson. I like Idiocracy.
I mean, Dave Chappelle is in that.
Well, oh God, Dave Chappelle is in that, isn't he?
Okay, can we talk about? Have you seen the fucking cover
Prince
of Prince's
cover?
New album?
All right,
oh,
yes, we need to
new
discuss
single?
This. We need to discuss this.
The best
Prince,
thing ever.
First
ever.
Fucking single, which I don't have, but we should come back from break with it since it is 80s day, and we are going
to
go to break on 80s songs. And
yeah, I'd like
bullshit.
To hear some. I'd like to hear
but
some Prince.
We should try and look up the new Prince song.
It's called Breakfast
one.
Can Wait. Is what the that's the name
yeah.
of the new
oh,
it's
yeah.
just the name of the new single. It's not his new album. It's the first single.
But it makes the cover art make complete sense.
Yep.
And it shows that Prince actually has yep. a goddamn sense of humor.
It does.
Yeah.
Because
it is the album cover is a little thing that we like to call Dave Chappelle's impression of Prince holding a plate of pancakes.
Yeah. It's from the episode
Breakfast
where they played basketball.
Where it was the true Hollywood story from Charlie Murphy, and he's talking about when they went and
absolutely.
Played basketball
yes.
with Prince.
Yes.
And Dave Chappelle was playing Prince, and he's in the purple...
Shirts and... Or skins and blouses.
Skins and blouses. Yeah.
yeah.
Or, no, shirts versus blouses.
Shirts
versus
blouses.
And then what's funny is the caption when I think it was Spin or that there was in one of the web magazines picked it up and the caption that they put was game blouses.
Yeah.
And somebody sent it to me and I was like, no fucking way. I'm like, this is a joke.
Oh, no,
and then the next text that I got was a screen cap of BuzzFeed.
Exactly. Something reputable that you can attribute it to. Yeah, okay, no, this isn't a fucking joke.
And then I saw the tweet from Prince, and I was like, okay.
Insane, though.
Absolutely insane.
Brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant, because everybody in our generation that, like, everybody that watched that show and especially loved that, those
first
episodes.
Off, not a huge Prince fan.
No?
No.
Prince is kind of amazing.
Not a huge Prince fan.
Prince is pretty solid.
Couple of songs here and there. I respect a lot of his musical stylings, but I just...
Batman soundtrack.
Dude.
The fucking Batman soundtrack.
I was talking about that earlier today. Like, seriously.
Was it with me?
No.
Not into it.
Wow, surprising.
Not into it.
Yeah, but you suck. But anyway, the Batman soundtrack. Like, Bat Dance and I don't know, man.
He's done some cheesy bullshit.
Yeah, of course he has. Little Red Corvette.
You love it.
But Purple Rain? Motherfucker, Purple Rain.
I see even that.
Purple Rain.
No.
Purple Rain.
I think you're pretending that you like it.
I love
Prince. Surprised he likes it as much as he says.
I'm surprised he is. I'm surprised. I thought he was going to be on my side on this one.
On a Prince hater?
Well, you lose.
Yeah,
You do lose.
A little bit of a Prince hater.
Yeah, not
a big fan of Pink Floyd either.
Is he definitely not on your side on that one?
Actually, not. Seriously. Like.
Yeah,
there's some really great shit, but there's some boring fucking shit too.
Yeah,
Beatles have some boring.
I do not like the Beatles at all.
See, I love certain songs of the Beatles. I grew up with it. Whatever you want to blame.
While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Interesting.
I like that one.
Clapton wrote that. You know,
Harrison, man. I like Harrison. He was my.
But Clapton actually wrote.
Yeah,
I
know.
The guitar line on it.
Hey.
What?
Bloop, bloop. Oh, is that a text or is that a chat noise?
I will know when they are calling. It will go ringy ding ding.
But you oftentimes ignore it.
Yeah.
I will still ignore it whether or not I hear
whether
it
you hear it
or not. But no.
What?
Say what?
Prince?
Play it.
We'll play it. Find it. No, we're going
to
find it for break.
Born to be alive. So I told you it was disco night, and it's simply because I found this video and found it so utterly hysterical that I had to play it for you. And then something else happened.
And then something else happened. What, did you find the Kiss disco song?
I found a live version of it.
Oh,
from the 90s.
Oh, God, that's going to be awesome. Okay, for those of you that... For those of you that are unfamiliar with this bejeweled turd of a song, all right, this is Kiss, because Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley are complete whores and will do anything for money. So at the height of the disco phase, when Kiss is the biggest rock band in the fucking world, they're like, what are we going to do? Okay, I got it. Let's put out a disco song. That's not it. That's not the one I'm talking about.
I'm telling you, I need you to hear the live version of this song.
Oh, of this song.
Bored to be alive.
This is Patrick Hernandez is his name.
Hmm.
And we'll look yours up.
Oh, dude.
In just a second.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. This might be the greatest of all the clips. I'm sorry the audio's a little shitty. But just watch out here.
I love that he's got his pimp cane.
Right.
There's so many bad things going on at once.
It's amazing.
That it's amazing.
It's amazing. And,
first of all, the dude looks like Robert Rodriguez in the long black trench coat.
Yeah.
Like, he literally looks like he should be directing Desperado right now. And I'm okay with that. And the girls behind him solidify that theory.
I think he looks
and
like,
the pimp cane.
He looks like Danny
there's
McBride.
There's a pimp cane. There's cowboy girls. There's
it's
girls
totally
in
Danny
there's
McBride.
A full-on flamenco.
Yeah, and sorry. The audio is terrible on this clip.
I'm Danny McBride, bride, bride.
It does look like you're there, Danny McBride. Oh god.
Can't deny it.
What is Hyde doing?
What is Danny McBride traveling back in time and doing?
Yeah, when is this from?
Like
Frankenstein.
It's like Christopher Reeves.
This guy is out of Miami
video,
Vice.
If you watch this video and you see it enough, this guy is the video because it's just all he's doing is this
for
little head
rub.
He's doing that part, but he's not even really singing it.
No, they're lip syncing everything.
Yeah, it's the microphone.
Oh, it's so good. It might.
Born
looks,
to be alive.
He kind of looks like Tim Tebow's dumb.
It looks like Christopher Reeve when he's really bad. Look at him, he's Superman.
Oh God, I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
Did
don't
I just
apologize.
Roll it? I just train rolled it. I'm sorry.
Did you train wreck it? You might have train wrecked it a little bit.
What did you
Born
want
to
me to look
alive.
Up?
Oh, look up. Have you not heard? You don't know the Kiss classic disco gem "I Was Made for Loving You"?
I don't. I think I do.
Oh, but you
I
have
think we
to know
need to
this.
Hear it now.
No, you have to hear it.
All right, we'll talk while I find it.
Okay. Yeah, this was literally. This is a God. I am so ashamed that I love this song.
I was gonna say I know it's.
It's bad.
I know what song you're talking about, but
yeah, it's. Oh no, there are some Kiss songs that are absolutely terrible, and I'm like, oh God.
But this one I can kind of handle.
It's yeah, no, this
Kiss
one. I was made for loving you.
Is it a slower one?
No. No, it's a disco song, dude.
Am I going to love it?
You might.
I hope so.
I'm going to really probably get into this, huh?
You very well could.
That's if my
I wonder if you can find something with a live, like the live, like live footage of them.
If we get anything, I'll be happy. There we go. Is this it?
Yes.
This is it. All right. This is good night. Oh, I know this song.
Yeah, you do.
Come on.
Yeah. I just like this. Ooh, yeah. I always thought this was looking like a
in the darkness, so much I want to do. Dude,
that's the most you've ever sung.
I'm loving
it. Oh, yeah, because it's Kiss, dude. I will sing Kiss all night long. Because I have no shame.
And girl, you were made for me.
I don't know that part. Anyway, folks.
This is still, and this is still Kiss in makeup. Like, the non-makeup Kiss is so much worse.
Oh, I love it, though.
Oh, but Lick It Up is probably the best song ever.
This is probably about the same time as Rod Stewart doing that, you know, if you want my body
and you think I'm sexy, come on, sugar, let me know. Oh God, fucking that was that. That was about
later. That song was probably
that way. I think that was like '80s.
But it's
fucking
same,
Rod Stewart, yeah. Man. Oh,
Rod Stewart in general.
Yeah, just in general. Stop it.
But you know
you
it.
Love
yeah,
Rod Stewart,
I
don't
do
you?
Know it.
Oh God, but he's annoying.
And I know it in the same way that I know fucking Mellencamp that you always play. You've got it queued up. I know you do.
We'll leave it. We'll wait for the second segment. By the way, it is about that time. I think we wrap up the first segment.
Oh yeah,
we'll
go have a smoke.
Seriously, isn't it?
What time did we go?
I don't know.
Yeah, actually, we did go on at 9 o'clock.
So
surprisingly
yeah.
enough, so yeah,
what
we
about
could
an hour of quality quality content.
Quality content, please.
Quality content.
Wah. I don't know what that was.
That was a duck.
Wah.
I think that was a duck.
Fart noises.
Duck fart.
Wah. Do you ever do the Donald Duck thing? Like the or no? Is it Donald Duck that goes? Like that one? Do you ever do that?
No. Yeah. Yeah, I can't do that.
Dude. I definitely don't do that.
Stop it.
Is that a British thing?
No. I mean, I used to do it when I was a kid, but definitely haven't done it in quite a while. But
what?
I don't know. What?
I'm the villain for doing
probably
a little Donald Duck.
Probably.
Dick.
I mean, you know that you're going to owe Disney
money
for that.
I'm just trying to keep this show going.
No, you're not.
I'm just trying to keep this thing afloat. I'm trying to keep this professional. I'm trying to keep it on the level, man.
Are we?
And then I got guys like you that just come in here. You railroad me, you know.
I railroad you. I railroad you.
It's really your fault.
Most of the time. Most of the time, fuck you guys.
Anyway, this is some
Yeah, I love this song.
We'll be back in
when we feel like it.
Feel like it, like we always say. This is the On A Radio Show.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan. When we come back at 321-320-186, you can send us an email at onaradioshow@gmail.com. You can go to onaradioshow.com as well. And Duncan will, you know, respond
to your
Facebook messages.
I'd show my wiener, but we'd get thrown off the air. Yeah.
Duncan will basically only respond to you if you send pictures of tits. So we'll leave it at
tits are the key.
And time.
And drugs.
No one wants to email. Second segment of the Ono Radio Show, and
yes.
You know what that means. Things tend to get a little bit different.
Oh, yeah.
It's
fucking weird.
Tonight we're listening to, who's this again, Duncan?
This is a little band from Hollywood by the name of Steel Panther.
Hollywood?
Yeah.
Hollywood, California. Yep. Now, basically it's 80s tribute metal. And as we were discussing on the porch, I still think I like the darkness a little bit more. I think,
it's because you're not as much of a scumbag as I am.
Well, this is true.
Because these guys are way scummier than the darkness.
Well, the darkness write catchier songs.
I
mean, this one's pretty awesome. What's the name of this one?
Look out, don't be afraid.
Yeah, I mean, you have to. I do have to admire them. For a song called Just Like Tiger Woods.
And it's all about how to get away with fucking around on your
fucking
old lady.
Fucking around on your chick, yeah. Yeah, I mean,
it's that the line that you just muted is, don't worry about those 3-foot putts, just cover your tracks when you're banging them sluts.
It's a pretty damn good line.
Exactly, like.
So this is newer. This
is no, they've been around for 5-6 years.
Yeah.
And you said this is the second
That's
album?
That's the second album,
okay.
Yes.
Gotcha. All right. I'll put my camera live.
Yeah, I will in a second. Yeah. I know people. I know.
But
jeez. just Jesus. We're entertaining you. You don't have to see us. Just listen to us for a second.
But
it's
dark
okay.
But they do. The darkness and Steel Panther have a sort of they got a similar goal, don't they? I mean, it's a similar dynamic. It's a
The darkness is a party band. Steel Panther is a metal party band. They're more debaucherous.
We'll have to end the show with a little darkness just to fulfill my needs. But no, I get it. I mean, I like it. You know, you put me onto it. But it at the same time, I feel like I guess like we said, Steel Panther is kind of more metal, and the darkness is more pop metal, if you will. You know?
They're more pop in general.
And see, I don't think that's a dirty word. People make that into such a dirty word.
I think it's a dirty word because pop is synonymous with shit, in my opinion.
I don't think it is.
There
I
hasn't
think
been.
It was.
There hasn't,
I think. I, ah.
It still is.
Ty.
I'm pop is kind of dirty. It's hard to get around the dirtiness.
Pop and top 40 especially is even more dirty.
This is a discussion that I feel is one of those things.
But pop does change over
that we
decades.
Need to have
That's
instruments in our hands before we can even talk. And honestly, pop can even be a style of music. Pop can be...
Pop is a style of music.
No, it's popular music.
Right, but when you think of pop, when I think of pop, what I think of popular music, but I think of the shit that everybody listens to that I don't listen to. I think of the shit that the masses listen to. I think of the shit that I hear at the factory all the time. I think of the shit that I hear at the mall. You know what I mean? Like, that is the shit that makes me want to fucking eat a bullet.
Most of it is actually better than you think it is, yet you hear it so many fucking times, I feel like it...
Maybe the first time I heard Disturbia, I didn't hate it. But now that I've heard it 785,000 times...
What about, like, a Skrillex or something like that?
Dude, it's the... I still don't... I never got into Skrillex. The only Skrillex... I like the Skrillex Screaming Goat remix.
That's always fun.
That one was pretty. But, I never got into... Like, I like the little bit of dubstep that Pendulum did.
Okay.
But I never hopped onto the... Like, I never hopped on with dubstep. Like, I like that one track, and I'm like, eh...
What about in the 90s? There had to have been pop songs in the 90s that you liked. There has to still be.
Like Does garbage count? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, where do we go for pop? Does Bjork count? I like a ton of stuff.
I mean, okay.
My music tastes are a little bit wider than
Duncan's. You've never jammed out to an Everclear song in your life?
I fucking hate that.
I really do hate Everclear.
I really, really hate that band.
What about the Foo? All right, what about the Foo?
I really hate the Foo, too.
Foo, I kind of like at the beginning. The very beginning.
Oh, are you kidding me? They've done great shit. They've done some weaker stuff, too.
I probably like, really like...
They're consistently good, the Foo.
I probably only like 4 Foo Fighters songs.
Which ones?
I'm trying to think of what... I'll Stick Around.
Monkey Wrench.
Monkey
is
Wrench
a great pop song.
Yeah.
All right. Talking of pop songs, do we have to disquote? Do we have to completely discard Michael Jackson?
I mean, that's back when it was awesome.
That's when it was. Yeah. I mean, I like Michael Jackson. Yeah. I think we've had this discussion about how much I like Michael Jackson.
It's more Kelsey, I think, usually.
Oh, Kelsey, yeah, she...
Well, Michael definitely was the king of pop, for sure. Like,
all right,
he destroyed
it. That would be a good example, then.
But, like...
But that was also a different time.
Yeah.
I don't think that that has anything to do with it. I think that time is irrelevant, really, in that situation. I feel that...
But it wasn't because the music was different. Michael Jackson's music had soul. Michael Jackson's music had heart. It had, you know what
so
I mean?
So you're saying, like, that can't happen ever again?
I'm not saying it can't happen ever again. I'm just saying it doesn't.
But it's going to reflect what's going on now. Yeah.
Yeah. Not saying. I'm talking about pop music now. It's all horrible. It's all horrible.
I don't know. I kind of like some Pitbull songs.
Fucking trash.
fucking
trash.
I think he's made some decent...
And so is Flo Rida. He's a cocksucking piece of shit.
I played dominoes with that guy.
He sucks. Tell him he sucks.
It was a long time ago.
Tell him he
before he was popular.
Yeah, before he was sucking dick.
Who else is big and popular right now? Does anybody even know?
You know
what? This is why we need callers.
I was gonna say, is it?
You know who I'll give it up just a little bit for, and it kind of bothers me to do so, is that Bruno Mars dude. Like,
he can eat a big bag of dicks too.
There's a couple songs I've heard that I kind of dig. Nope. And then I know he went to rehab recently, which makes me like him just because he's doing drugs. But
no, I like him less because he's not doing drugs because he went to rehab.
Oh, well, I think he had to go.
I didn't know he was a druggie.
He was doing the cocaine, I believe.
I don't like Bruno Mars.
You don't
he's
like
a
the
piece
Bruno
of
Mars?
Shit. Nope.
He's got a good name.
He sucks.
He bothers me a lot.
I like the name, though.
He really does. I'm not trying to stick
up. Drake sucks.
Drake, I can't handle.
Oh, no, I can't handle that. The only cool thing about Drake is what Amanda Bynes said about
her
vagina.
Murdering the vagina, yeah.
She wants Drake to murder her vagina.
I mean, all those guys suck.
Yeah, Neo's and
Neo's fucking trash, too.
What about Kesha?
I kind of like Kesha. She's
really?
A dirty fucking whore, and she makes terrible, catchy music that I can dance to, and I still kind of want to fuck her.
And she's, like, hella intelligent, and I hate her.
Yeah. Oh, no, she's way smarter than you think.
No, I know
be.
How smart
you
she is.
You saw that MTV show, Duncan. I know what you're getting at.
What you, MTV show?
Oh,
I don't
really?
Have
you
MTV.
You never even seen this?
What are you talking about?
Kesha had an MTV show.
I didn't know either.
I thought that's how you figured out she was intelligent.
No, I've read articles about the fact that she has an IQ of 160.
Yeah, she's
Mensa level.
She's
yeah.
crazy smart. Crazy smart.
Yeah, and that's what kind of bothers me. I also absolutely, absolutely despise Lady Gaga.
Yeah, I can't.
See, I can't
really
even go
that
far. I don't despise the Ga.
I do.
No?
I can't really handle it.
I fucking hate it. It's terrible, dude. Like, I hate that shit. I don't know what's so hard to grasp about the fact that I think that that music is a fucking disgrace to music. I think it is terrible.
A little far.
That's fine. That's my opinion to take it that far because I don't give a shit because it is fucking trash. It has no fucking value to society. And I'm not saying...
You couldn't make it.
I'm not. No, I couldn't, and I don't want to make it. And that's what
you
I think.
Write it. Lady Gaga writes most of her own stuff. She's
I don't care. I don't give
you
a shit.
You think it's trash. It's actually really not. There's a lot, and that was kind of my whole point to this bringing a pop music thing.
Right. It's your opinion that it's really not. It's your opinion that it's really not. It's my opinion that it really is, and you're never going to convince me, no matter what you say, that it's not bullshit music, because it is. And I'm not saying that some of the stuff that I listen to is fucking, like, earth-shaking. You know what I mean? Like, some of it is completely stupid as well. But that's my choice to listen to that. I think that the top 40 bullshit is terrible. And I'm glad that the music...
I think it's a stupid idea to completely close yourself off from absolutely all of it. I think that's a dumb idea. I think it's...
I don't close myself off to it. When I hear it, if I like it, I like it. If I don't, I don't. You know what else I can't stand is all this fucking fake folk rock.
Even though there's some good shit there, too.
I've heard it, and I don't give a shit. It doesn't do anything for me.
Depending
it doesn't
on what we're talking about. I can definitely dig on that a little.
I can dig on legitimate folk rock more than I can dig on this new shit. I don't like it. And like, I think that Mumford and Sons suck.
I think you're being a little ridiculous with and you have every right to be.
Yep.
You're right.
And I will continue
every right to
be.
Have and your opinion, and that's fine. I just think it's kind of silly to not to completely blanket statement all of pop music and everything on the top 40 in one. It's all absolute garbage. It's a stupid statement, man.
If I look at the top 40, singles
am I crazy?
I don't know if you're crazy, but I'm probably just as blanketed as he is, really.
So you're saying the entire top 40.
Is something
that we need to completely ignore, and all of it is bullshit. At
I won't
all times.
Say the entire.
You guys are
like,
fucking
like
dumb.
Daft Punk is in there. There's shit
there's
that makes it in there.
Amazing shit that pops up here and there. It's but, ignorant.
But how long does it pop up for? It doesn't make a fucking impact on anything. It pops up. It's on there for a week.
Nothing has the chance to make an impact anymore because of basically the culture we live in.
No shit.
If the Beatles were around today, if they had never existed and they came around in the year 2013, they wouldn't make an impact because
not at
of
all.
The fucking internet.
No, it's not because
be around,
it's
they would that. they would hit for about 5 minutes. They would have one single and then, you know.
No.
Maybe a
it has
video
nothing to
if
do with
lucky,
that.
And then they drift off into obscurity.
It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with the fact that the Beatles were making new music.
Right.
Nobody's making new music anymore. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's everything is just rehashed garbage of the same. You know what I mean? Like, it's just the same shit in a different spin. You know what I mean? The pop music, like the dance pop music, it's the same. It's the same.
All of the dance, okay, all of the dance music you can say is the same. I don't think that stands for all of pop music.
What else is on there? What?
Lately, yes, it has become a very dance-orientated spectrum. But I still think there are certain things...
The only bands the only bands that I like that actually crack on the top 40 are going to be bands like Metallica and Nine Inch Nails that are going to crack because they're those bands.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
I like to dance too, but most of the stuff I would dance to isn't.
Yeah, but you would also never like a Weezer. You would never, you know. Weezer has made amazing tunes over the years that some would even call pop songs.
Yeah, but I don't like Weezer.
Fair enough. I don't know.
You want me to convince him? I don't know. He's looking at me.
My whole idea is basically if a good song's a good song, it doesn't matter what you want to fucking call it.
Right. I agree.
And that goes back to the beginning of time. some pop songs are so incredibly written, they are terrible. Because they infect the human population with their infectious melodies and their infectious, easy-to-grasp beats or whatever it is.
That doesn't make it a good song.
To a certain degree, to me, it does. And some certain songs can be well-written in that form. I respect, I suppose, that art form of creating a piece that will brainwash someone, essentially. I think there's a genius to it, and I think there's an amazing amount of music that uses the same formulas, and that's the stuff that essentially you hate.
Yeah.
Is the formula-based music.
It's boring. The formula is boring. You can say that there's a metal formula, too.
I don't think it has to be.
But it might not have to be. But there's nothing that I've seen that isn't.
Okay.
I mean,
maybe that's a discussion for off air, a little more in depth.
Well, maybe. I mean, the thing is if there was truly something that I heard and I was just like, wow.
Because I think there is. I think there's tons of stuff. I think there's a lot of stuff that you're omitting that you're not really thinking about. Because if you were to be honest with yourself, there's a lot more songs within that structure that you would actually have to say, yeah, I like that. I like that.
Like what?
Give me a few minutes,
but
I mean,
honestly, I'm trying to sit here and think. Legitimately, I'm racking my brain trying to think of something that I, so I can
anything
prove.
Anything within the Trooper.
Trooper's not a pop song.
But it has...
That's the metal formula.
But it has a structure.
That's the metal formula. The metal formula doesn't bother me.
The structure to it, though, is kind of, you know, I believe it's verse kind of pre-chorus chorus, and then it kind of goes back to it, and it goes into, you know, bridge, blah, 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 blah.
Guitar solo.
But it's essentially the same. There's a very pop and formulaic song structure that has been established time and time again.
See, what I
involved in something like that, and many metal songs. There's tons of metal songs.
The metal songs, the metal formulaic, like metal is. Oh God,
damn it!
You're calling the O'Neill Radio Show. Who's this?
This is Slaytoven.
Slaytoven.
Hey guys.
How's it going?
What's up, girl?
She's like, I'm tired of hearing you guys bitch about music.
Yeah, well, I actually want to point out a very specific point. That you can say that metal has a formula in Americanized metal, but European metal is so much superior simply because they're based on a classical scale versus a blues scale.
Oh, yeah.
That's a huge point to make.
Sure.
And that's what makes American metal more popularized and shitty.
Except when you are actually in Europe and the American metal bands don't fucking, nobody gives a shit. Like bands that are selling out arenas here, like they go over there to do a festival and they're playing in the middle of the day because everybody's like, we don't care. Let's see some of these crazy European fuckers that are doing.
Those bands are fucking nuts. You got like the black metal.
Oh, the black metal guys are so awesome.
Yeah. And the whole like, we're going to burn down all your churches.
That's the black metal guys.
That's pretty much them. But don't they have they have festivals over there, though.
They have, well, there's like, there's Bloodstock, which is a just general metal festival. Sorry. But there's also totally, there are black metal festivals. There's, there's pagan metal festivals, power metal festivals, like all sorts of, you find any sort of festival in Europe that you want.
Slay, do you frequent the black metal festivals?
She should.
I'm more of a gypsy punk kind of person.
Okay.
Gypsy punk.
Yeah,
fair enough.
See,
I can hang
out with that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, totally.
See, but I don't think Duncan likes the gypsy punks. Like,
gypsy punk?
How do you
don't think I like punk?
How do you feel about pop music?
It copies a classical form in an inefficient way.
There we go.
In an inefficient
at
way.
At least we have
it's boring. Like, you know what's coming next. It's very predictable, and there's no surprises.
You know the next step. You know what's going to happen. Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate. At least I don't feel it's
and
always
which is
that
why...
way. I don't feel it's always that way, and I feel honestly, like there's goddamn good pop songs out there. You're just not hearing them.
I will give you that, but I'd much rather listen to some Frank Zappa than listen to Lady Gaga. Because that's going to be surprising
Frank
to me. And that's
Zappa. All Frank Zappa talks about is shit. Frank Zappa is like the doo-doo man. He talks about doo-doo all the time.
No, that's Gigi Allen.
That is Gigi Allen.
Like, no, he talks about doo-doo.
Yeah, Zappa's awesome.
And
look, this is the thing. That's why I like Tool.
Yeah.
Because it is not like.
But all their stuff sounds the same to me.
That's because you listen differently. You are pleased by hearing different things that I am
I'm pleased by hearing melody and
there's no melody in Tool?
There's a lot of melody.
A lot of melody in Tool.
Oh, it's the same bullshit of fucking that. What's that guy's name? Lynyrd Skynyrd. What's his name?
Lynyrd Skynyrd?
You know, the lead singer of
Maynard?
Lynyrd Skynyrd, whatever.
Maynard and Lynyrd Skynyrd.
That's what I call
it. It's not...
That's not right.
Not right at all. No. You said that you could listen to Tool and you set the vocals aside and listen to the music.
Yeah, but Duncan, it's not in 4/4. I don't get it.
That's what I'm saying. That's why.
He's a wonderful musician. But how many, like, children songs are not in 4/4? Like, if that's not comprehensible, then that takes out, like, so much of the music available to you.
Is every song you've ever written in 4/4, Owen?
Probably.
No. That's actually not true.
Okay.
I wrote one or two that weren't, but most. Have been.
Whatever. Even like a 4/4 and 5/4 combination, and that's like perfection right there.
Then you get something like Mastodon.
Yeah.
That's like 16/5. Yeah. Like there is no like it doesn't exist, and they just make shit up.
Yeah.
Like,
it does exist. It's just not common.
Mastodon. Fuck it. Those guys are weird.
I think we need Slaytoven back in here to give us a music lesson sometime.
We probably should.
I will say that.
We probably should. Although, on my way over here today,
uh-huh.
I was listening to a song, and I think I may have blown a speaker because I was listening to it so loud, and that was the Call of Cthulhu.
Nice.
Metallica.
Oh, I do love that song. Admit it.
You know that song.
You just said Cthulhu.
I love that song.
But
because that's how that's pronounced in the song title. It's pronounced Cthulhu.
But isn't it?
It's Cthulhu.
Isn't it Cthulhu? Yeah. It's, just saying. Just.
I know
I
what
thought
I'm
it was
saying.
A strange slip of the tongue.
No.
You know, I need to.
Oh, like I was slipping into my. I was slipping
my
into my.
Mythical creatures, correct. So
I was
I'm
slipping
sorry.
Into my Cthulhu cultist pronunciations. Like I was going to start reading from the fucking Necronomicon in here and summon
a
Shagal.
What's that?
You don't have any idea what anything
I
just
I
said means.
The Necronomicon?
The Necronomicon is the Book of the Dead.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
Army of Darkness will come for you.
The Necronomicon is not only prevalent in the Lovecraftian mythos, but also in the Evil Dead as
Chrissy,
well.
Do you understand what the hell he's talking about?
We have some discussion here about the accuracy of his statement.
Of my statement?
Yeah, the archaeologist here doesn't exactly agree with you.
What? Oh, we got an archaeologist.
I said the Necronomicon.
Put the archaeologist on the phone. We don't want to talk to you, but there's an archaeologist in the room. Put him on the phone.
Her, him, whoever.
Whatever.
Put him on the phone.
Alberta Awol is here, and I will allow her to explain.
Oh,
what
God.
Does the Necronomicon have to do with Cthulhu?
What does the Necronomicon have to do with Cthulhu? It's in the Cthulhu mythos. Everywhere in the Cthulhu mythos.
Is it?
It everywhere. Every story in the like if you're talking about.
This doesn't sound like a very good archaeologist.
Yeah,
archaeologists don't deal with the mythology
of literature. Yeah, of mythical
1920s. around for 50 plus years.
No, the Necronomicon in the Cthulhu mythos, it's the Book of the Dead that contains all of the secrets of the elder gods that came before. It's, I'm not speaking in a literal Necronomicon. I'm speaking of the Lovecraftian Necronomicon, not the Necronomicon Satan book.
Oh, see, because I was thinking, like, the actual Necronomicon? I don't know the Lovecraftian one.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
There's not a slur there, young lady. I'm drunk.
They're drunk.
Right, yeah.
High five.
Well, it's very nice to have you on the show talking anthropology that you don't understand. And,
and understand there's no such thing as mythological anthropology.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I get it. Yeah, I knew you were gonna hang up.
I'm so liberated. It's so good.
It's what you do. And that's my thing. Like, I can never hang up on anybody. I'd be like, all right, okay.
But you want to.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I did.
You love hanging up on people.
It's kind of my favorite thing about the show. I'll tell you what,
I probably wouldn't.
I'm sick of doing the show. I mean, like, the only reason I really do it is to get calls and hang up on you.
I know. That's the first call we've gotten in a while, too.
Sure is.
Thank God we had somebody call. Thanks for calling.
Yay.
Hey, it's about 11 o'clock. I'd say it's time to wrap this one up.
Is it? Is
I think
it, time?
It is. I
it's
mean,
probably time.
You know what we need to go out on is a story that I sent Duncan earlier in the week.
Oh, my God.
That really does clarify a lot.
Yeah.
And
just by the headline. This might spawn another hour-long rant by me.
This is a PhD study, and
I
will...
mythological anthropology?
I think I pulled it up, I believe.
Crypto, necro, zoological, satanico.
This is by James...
That's interesting.
Diego James, PhD.
I know that guy.
What's his PhD in?
It doesn't say.
Ah!
That guy calls me.
But he is a scientist who has done a study... And it has discovered that there is a direct link between cat feces and juggaloism.
And juggaloism. I like how it's an ism now.
I feel like it needed to happen a long time ago.
Yeah, like it is kind of a disease. I'm pretty sure it's sexually transmitted.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be a word I use a lot. It's going to be directly added to my lexicon.
Juggaloism,
it's gonna,
yeah.
You know, it's going to go in there. Juggaloism... yeah, he suffers from an intense form of juggaloism.
His juggaloism is legendary.
And so forth.
Yes.
Anyway, scientists at Wake Forest University in Winston-Salem, North Carolina have uncovered a shocking link between a disease transmitted through cat feces called toxoplasmosis and juggaloism. Previous studies have indicated that pregnant women are especially susceptible to toxoplasmosis. When the researchers performed a large-scale analysis of the children of the women who have contracted toxoplasmosis during pregnancy, they uncovered a shocking finding. 93% of the children born to infected women later became juggalos.
Dong dong.
That's a staggering number.
93% became juggalos. 93%
became juggalos. The scientists believe this correlation is due to the parasite transporting cat feces directly into the developing fetal brain, destroying its ability to properly develop. Lead scientist Dr. Frederick Nickers offered the
Frederick Nickers. Frederick Nickers, that's...
offered this explanation.
Dr. Nickers.
When Toxoplasma gondii, the causative agent of toxoplasmosis, infects the mother...
I love how bad you fuck up medical words.
The parasite carries with it a small quantity of cat feces, or so-called brown matter.
In the form of a hatchet man...
When the parasite moves through the mother's body and enters into the developing fetal brain, it deposits this brown matter and enters into the next life cycle. This brown matter then mixes with the developing gray matter of the fetal brain. The gray matter of our brain is essentially essential for developing responsibility and intelligence, which we find lacking in juggalos. Our research is suggesting that mixing of brown and gray matter is initially what causes juggalos to become juggalos. The researchers are now working hard to find a way to treat this terrible affliction. Dr. Nickers had this encouraging message for all of the juggalos of the world.
Eat a bullet, you faggots!
Sorry.
Modern medical science is doing its best to help you remove the cat feces from your brains.
Is that just a really long way of saying that you have shit, that you're all shitheads?
I think that might have been a joke.
Like, he spent $100 million.
It's brown matterheads.
Brown matterheads.
Yeah. Cat shit heads. Cat shit brains.
That has to be a thing. What was that on the Onion?
Brown matter.
It was not. It is actually a legitimate, somewhat story. It has not been proven wrong yet by Snopes. I looked it up.
Wow.
There, I believe it is actually somewhat legitimate. A study was done, and people infected with this disease, which was caused by cat shit.
Right, right. That's why pregnant women aren't supposed to handle things. Yeah.
Exactly. But 93% of their children that they knew were exposed to this became
juggalos.
I hate juggalos.
We can't be surprised by this, Duncan.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I mean, that's probably the most rational explanation I've heard for it.
Thank you.
Because I can't understand why anybody would be a fucking juggalo.
I just feel satisfied that finally we know.
Yeah, finally there's an explanation that makes more sense.
Absolutely.
Then, yeah.
Damn. It's time to get out of here, isn't it?
It really is, because otherwise I'm going to go on a juggalo hatred rampage.
I know, we can't do that.
No, let's not do that, because I've done it before, and it makes you scared because I call them out and tell them to come to the studio and fight you.
Juggalo hate. Talk about juggalo hate.
We're gonna end it with a little disco. I don't mind that it's even clipped out. It sounds shitty. No, I'm gonna use the other one. I like this one better. This one's better. It's been fun.
Yeah.
It's been a nice ride tonight.
Yeah. It's been a sexy ride.
What are we doing? We're probably not going to do one.
Probably
next
not
week
one next week,
thinking.
But the beginning of September, the Monday,
exactly.
The September 2nd, we're going to be doing a show. So look out for us.
Exactly.
Because Owen and I, unfortunately, got to be working humps. And
somebody's got to pay the bills around.
Yeah, because God knows you guys aren't donating any money by going to onoradioshow.com and clicking on the donate button.
That's
donate.
Right. It's on the right-hand side there. Click
I'm just
it.
Saying.
Suggested donation is $20, but honestly,
more
is
like
that 200. Enough? Is that enough?
More like 200.
That's what we need. Do a $200 donation.
And we can negotiate what your prize is.
Mark, you're not out of it yet. Because you were on the show, you do realize you have to donate more now.
Oh, right? Yeah, totally.
Right?
I mean, he did bring you a 12-pack of beer.
That doesn't count.
That's true.
Nice having you, Ty. We'll see you all next week. All
right. Everybody, eat a bag of dicks. Hail Satan.
Bag of dicks.